New Jersey's Governor John Corzine has a problem. His state has a crushing $32 billion debt and the highest property taxes in the nation. So Corzine has a plan to cut down government spending. He wants every New Jersey town with fewer than 10,000 residents to merge with other towns. Many small town residents hate this idea, as Nancy Solomon reports.
Around these parts, it's called multiple municipal madness. New Jersey has 566 towns, half of which have less than 8,000 people, 616 school districts, some of them too small to have any actual schools. Governor John Corzine says that pushes property taxes up so that each town can pay for police chiefs, fire chiefs, city managers, and school superintendents.
We have too many levels of government. We need to find ways to reduce the number of governing units so that we can deliver the same services when we take advantage of economies of scale.
Corzine is proposing to cut off state funds to every town with less than 5,000 people and cut state aid in half to towns with less than 10,000. It's not quite as drastic as it sounds because these small towns don't get that much in state aid. But the proposal has hit a nerve. One mayor has started a recall petition against Corzine. Many others, including Mayor Nancy Martin of Helmetta, have formed an organization to fight consolidation.
Maybe he should have just looked at the overall picture and not just targeted small municipalities. How does he know that they don't run more efficiently? Because I can almost guarantee we run more efficiently than many of the larger municipalities.
Martin says Helmetta, population 2023, saves money by only hiring part-time, lower-paid employees who don't receive benefits. Like many tiny towns, it pays a neighboring school system to educate their kids, but maintains a school board and a few administrative positions. A lot is accomplished with volunteers, folks like Fran Nardowitz, who coordinates services for a retirement complex in Helmetta.
You tend to know everybody in a small town. The police department knows us, you know, the school system. We're in Spotswood, but we know who our students are from here. And it's just, I think, the camaraderie of a small town. You just know the people.
It's school board election day in Helmetta. Voters arrive in a slow trickle, and everyone seems to know each other.
How are you?
The election volunteers even hold Buddy the Yorkshire Terrier while his master votes. Property taxes tend to be lower in small towns like Helmetta, but small town taxes are creeping up, mostly due to school costs. So even Helmetta boosters like Charles Bohinski see the benefits of merger.
You're going to lose that personal touch, but we don't have a library. We don't have a youth activities building. You don't have a lot of the amenities that the East Brunswicks, the Monroes have. We can't afford them. That's why we don't have them.
Even if Corzine is able to cut small town aid, which must be approved by the legislature come July, it won't force consolidation of mid-sized towns, where much of the duplication in police chiefs, fire chiefs, and other department heads exist. But he's hoping that as those mid-sized towns annex their smaller neighbors, they'll see their property taxes go down. If that happens, Corzine hopes, residents in New Jersey towns of all sizes will begin to demand mergers instead of fighting them. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.